Well, good morning, and welcome back to the God School. I welcome back those who follow this teaching, those who are participating in this teaching. I welcome those of you who maybe for the first time have clicked on the God School. We call it the God School because the focus of this ministry is on God, which is where God, our Father, creator of heaven and earth, would have our focus. That is, on Him. We teach from God's Word because the Word declares faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, and God gave us His Word. God revealed Himself, is revealing Himself to us through His Word. The purpose is that we might come to trust Him, and that we might continue in whatever circumstance we may find ourselves in, that we may continue to trust Him. The Bible speaks of ever-increasing faith. And contrary to much teaching in what's called the church today, that God is manifesting Himself in the great gifts, that is, earthly things that He has given to His church. And by that teaching, men and women tend more to trust in the gifts, the material things, rather than the giver of the gifts. And where many in the church have not these gifts, the suggestion is they're not in God's will. That's a lie born from the pit of hell. Before we get into the teaching this morning, I just want you to know that along with you, I listened to the teaching. And I need to correct something from last week's teaching. I had referred to a verse in the 14th chapter, I said mistakenly, Isaiah. It is the 14th chapter of Hosea, wherein I said, take with you words. In your walk this week with God, I strongly recommend reading that 14th chapter of Hosea and understand God's declaration to His people that He loves them freely, and our relationship with God is with words, because God is other than us, and we have a dialogue relationship with Him. God likes to hear our words of affirmation, of trust, our words of faith, our expressions of confidence. In our God, who is the God revealed, who is God revealing Himself in this word. Now, Christians Christianity describes those whom before the foundations of the world were chosen in Christ and were, as it's declared in Ephesians 1:4, chosen by God for His own sake. That is, He's doing this for Himself. And the scriptures are very clear that those whom God has chosen, they're on a journey. Christianity is not a destination. Christianity is a journey. And it is a journey with our God. So, in this morning's teaching, I'd have you open your Bibles to the 84th Psalm. And in the fifth verse, it says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart," King James says, "are the ways of them." No, that's if you look, that's added by the translators. What's being declared here is, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee," that is God, "and in whose heart," that is in your heart and my heart, "are the ways of him," that is the ways of God, "who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well." There are some key words that I highly recommend you take a pen and circle them. But before we do that, I bring your attention to the 12th verse of this psalm where it says, "O Lord of hosts," that is Jehovah Sabaoth, that is the God who not only controls animate but inanimate objects. He's in control of everything. It is declared, "O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee." And the word in the Hebrew here is, that's translated trust, is batach, which means to lean upon with your whole weight, with the expectation that in doing so, the staff you're leaning on is sufficient to hold you up. Same word, blessed, in the 12th verse is found in the 5th verse. Esher is the word being translated blessed, and it speaks of a state of being, of a constant state of being, not a part-time state. But a constant state. It means to be happy, or even to be envied. Now, the Greek Septuagint translation of this verse, the word means a privileged recipient of God's favor. It says, circle that word, blessed. The next word, circle words, circle the man. It's specific. It's not generic. It's not for everyone. God chose out from among those he did not choose, to further exegete that word from Ephesians 1:4, translated chosen. blessed. Privileged recipient of God's favor is the man whose strength is in thee. That says, of this state of being, this privileged recipient of God's favor gives credit to God as being the source of his or her strength. And it further goes on to say, in whose heart are the ways of him. That's the context, not of thee, of them. It's talking about the one who is trusting God, who understands the source of their strength, who is God, and also in whose heart are the ways of God. Now, I share with all of you that which I received. I give credit first to God and then to a man who was my pastor for 30 years. And if you understand in the relationship with God, further on in Ephesians 4, it says that pastors are gifts from God to his church. That doesn't say everyone who stands in a pulpit is a gift of God to the church. One of the reasons that we started the God School is I couldn't find such a gift of God in another pulpit. I'm not saying there aren't. Please understand me when I say that. But having seen the real, it's hard to accept what so much of the church today is calling a pastor. Now, I said all that to say this, that this word that says, in whose heart are the ways of him, it is a Hebrew word which shares the same root from which another Hebrew word is derived, which is will, as in last will and testament. And when that last will and testament is given, no one has the right to change it. It's something settled. Speaking of this blessed man whose strength is in God, there is in their heart that which says, His will, that is God's will, is what I choose. We do have that imageness of God in us, part of which is the freedom to choose. And it says of the man or woman in this blessed state that at the end of the day, like the Son of God said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. This is part of the understanding of that blessed one in whose heart are the ways of God. Now, it says, the next word I want you to circle is in the sixth verse, where it says, who passing through the valley of Baca. It says of this one whose strength is in God and who is has in his heart that God's will be done. It says they're passing. That means they're on the move. It says who passing through the valley of Baca. Now, the word Baca means weeping. Wait a minute, Don. Here's talking about this one envied, this one happy, this one the privileged recipient of God's favor. It says of him, they're passing through a valley of weeping. In his loving kindness, God is teaching us that as we're on this journey, part of the journey is passing through a valley of weeping. As we're on this journey, we are going to encounter valleys of weeping. That is, tough times. Now, God doesn't waste any time speaking of a cause of the valley. Oft times, when we find ourselves in the valley of weeping, we begin to look within ourselves and asks the question, what did we do wrong? God doesn't waste any time on the cause, whether it is a result of our shortcomings or whether we're innocent. In other words, saying, oh God, I know I sinned and therefore I deserve this valley of weeping. Or, you know, that's one of Satan's tricks, to sit and point a finger at us and say we're guilty, therefore we're walking through this valley of weeping or this trouble. The other trick of Satan is we could be in this situation, this valley of weeping, we could be completely innocent. Of the cause of this valley of weeping, and where we might look then to God and say, God, you know, we might almost, if you will, if it were possible, turn on God and say, you know, look all that I've done. I'm innocent of this. Why this trouble is coming? And a seed of discord between us and God might be sown. But here, folks, God doesn't give a cause for the valley. He just says of this man, this blessed man who's trusting God, who's strength is in God, in whose heart God has put his ways, in whose heart the desire of God's will be done. They find themselves in a valley of weeping. But the next word I want you to circle is passing. Says we're on a journey, but it says passing through. The suggestion of that is there is an end to this particular valley of weeping that you or I may find ourselves in. It says, who passing through? The valley of weeping. Make it a well. This offers a picture to us that regardless of how long or how deep the valley is, the one blessed man, that is the specific blessed man who encounters this valley of weeping in the midst of this trouble that we may find ourselves in, we make it a well. And to use the metaphor, in the Middle East, when you're passing through a desert place and you come upon a well, the type of which is a refreshment, a place of rest, a place of peace, that as you and I are passing through this valley of weeping, we make it a well. Why? Because others will travel this valley of weeping, but as they're going through, they find another has been through this trouble, through this weeping, through this trial, and having dug a well for one who might follow, they might find in the midst of their valley a place of refreshing, a place of peace, a place of rest. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. This Hebrew word, translated strength, is ouz. My teacher, Dr. Scott, used to say, he used to use a play on words, Uzi, like, you know, the Jewish handheld machine gun. Pretty good protection. But we go to the seventh verse, and I just point out, before we get to the seventh verse, it says, who passing through the valley of weeping, make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. Dr. Scott taught me very well that the literal here is the rain also covers the pools. The well has already been dug by the one passing through their valley of weeping. The well is there. God's covering. Continues. And the seventh verse says, they go, that is, the one whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee, who have dug this well for fellow travelers, while they're passing through their valley of weeping, it says of God, or of that man or woman, they go from strength to strength. Now, same English word as in the fifth verse, different Hebrew word. This word is kail. And this word kail speaks of a force, of a of an army, if you will, of a substance, of an exceeding strength. Now, an Uzi might offer some protection, but how much more an army, a force? And what God is saying here is those who are trusting God, those who are faithing, God is exuding great strength to them. They go from strength to strength. An insight into God's way or God's will is to keep us pressing on tougher tests are coming, but the blessed man, he goes from Kail to Kail, from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. That's our destiny, folks. That's the destination of Christianity. And as we keep our eye on the prize, and pass through valleys of weeping, and we do it not only with oaths, but Kail to Kail with the confidence that when we do appear before God, as He has promised, we shall appear without spot or blemish, because of what God, through Jesus Christ, has done for us. The eighth verse gives me and should give each one of you great hope. It says, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Now, when you encounter this word, Selah, it means think of that. And the writer of the psalm doesn't say, O God of Israel, that is, prince that has power with God. It doesn't say, O God of Israel, that is, the recognition of God's governing. It says, O God of Jacob, he heel catcher. Get it done. It's describing a man who will get it done any way he needs to get it done. The hope is because God worked with such an one as Jacob. It's not a positive name. But nonetheless, the psalmist here says, give ear, O God of Jacob, all you and me, Jacobs. We have the hope that is being described, that is being set forward of this blessed state. It's a constant state. And even in our Jacob's condition, we have the ear of God. The 11th verse says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. A sun in our solar system. The sun is at the center and it controls the paths of everything under its influence. It says of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the power of his word. It says in the 37th Psalm that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace, unmerited favor. And he will withhold no good from them that walk uprightly. Oh, Don, I had such hope of all that you that went before in this message. But now you're talking about walking uprightly, and in my most honest hour, I know I don't walk uprightly. Folks, I will give you a testimony right here, right now. The one giving this message, if it were left just to the translation, I certainly fall short of the statement walking uprightly. But the word being translated uprightly is entombment. And it incorporates two Hebrew words, the Urim and the Tumim. These were devices that the high priest, at one time in their relationship with God, would use. They were stones. They were called stones of light, wherein through these they would get direction from God . It's talking about according to his words, and therein both you and I, who grab hold of God's word as though it's more true than anything that we might see, feel, or encounter, even in these valleys of weeping, the promise of God is to the blessed man that he shall go from strength to strength, that he shall pass through valleys of weeping, that he shall have the grace of God. Therefore, we walk by faith, that is grabbing hold of God's promises. And the one that does that says, or it is said of the one that does that, blessed is the man that trusts, that is relying on, that is leaning on with his whole weight upon, thus saith the word of the Lord. Now, in the Hebrew calendar, we just passed that feast of called Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah. It's a new year, folks. It's a new year. And I would that all of you with me, through this word of God, that we would claim the promise of this verse, that blessed men pass through the valley of weeping. Therefore, we all, with our voice, can proclaim that we made it through 2015. That's the God School for this morning.